the program for Thursday, Thomas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Thursday morning. The body of Christ. We're thinking about the body of Christ, the church. And today, let's think about the relationship of the members of the body of Christ to the head, to Christ. Obviously, the head is the center of intelligence and control of the entire body. From here, the nervous system relays messages and commands to all parts of the body, which bring about movement and motion. For any part of the body not to respond to the thought and command from the head is to imply that it's diseased or perhaps even severed from the body. As these things are true in reference to the physical body, they are equally true in connection with the spiritual body of Christ, His church. As members of His body, we respond to His thoughts and His commands. We are to have the mind of Christ. We are to carry out His thinking. In fact, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 10:5 these words, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." This is all inclusive, whether it be any, all, or specific doctrines of Christ, the good and holy life, or the life of love and service. We know that the Lord Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We know that He was pure and good. He knew no sin. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John, "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk, even as He walked." 1 John 2, verses 3 through 6. Then dealing with the sin of immorality in 1 Corinthians 6:15, Paul wrote, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid." And inasmuch as Christ is the truth, John wrote, 3 John 4, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." The danger of following false teaching is pictured in the light of the head and body relationship in Colossians 2, verses 18 and 19. By heeding false doctrine, they would be not holding or holding fast to the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increase with the increase of God. In following the false message, it shows that a person has been disconnected from the head. It was even as John wrote in 2 John 9, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Some other thoughts on the head and body relationship, besides the matter of commands, can be seen in this matter of love. Paul mentioned that. Then he said there in Ephesians 5:28 and 29, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church." So from this human line of thinking, we know that Christ loves and is concerned about His own body, the church. He reacts sympathetically to our temptations, to our trials, or what besets us. Although Christ was in heaven, it is interesting that the Lord said to Saul of Tarsus in Acts 9:4, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" We know, as Paul said, he persecuted the church of God. The church is the body of Christ. Therefore, to persecute the church was to persecute Christ. Thus his deep concern. And rest assured today, as we go through our trials and sufferings, the Lord is personally concerned about us as Christians who are members of his body. Yes, as members of the body of Christ, who call ourselves Christians, let's bring honor to his name as we carry out his imperative thoughts and commands, and he nourishes and cherishes his body. We know he cares for us. Thank you for listening today.